This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down your pants. Where'd that come from?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Hey. An expert on Mary Tyler Moore. Michael Fortier at the controls in our studio in Washington. He would rather be working on the farm milking the cows, but couldn't make it up here in time. So we let him sit down at the control board in Washington to exercise his fingers.
Yeah.
Milking a cow is much better for your fingers and your hands, Michael, by the way.
I would think
much,
so.
Much better, yeah, much better. Speaking of milking it, Jennifer Horn is here milking this for all it's worth. Ken Kessler is in charge of our social media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're having a discussion about Google Plus. Jennifer, are you on Google Plus?
I'm really not. I mean, I am, but I don't really use it.
You don't?
Right.
So why is it that people are telling me that in order to be with it, like Facebook and like Twitter, there needs to be a presence on Google Plus? It is the next wave of communication. Kenny doesn't agree with that.
I don't think it is.
A waste of time.
They've been saying that for a year or two now, that it's the next wave, but that wave never seems to come in.
Yeah.
Really?
I think people are just tired. You know, there's a lot of stuff
so
to keep
much
up
of that
with.
Stuff. Right,
it's
exactly.
Like it's hard to do.
Speaking of keeping up with things, that's our job here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The State Department has been very, 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 very precise.
Yes.
In dealing with the ALS ice bucket challenge. They wish the ALS well, but according to a document that the AP has, diplomats from the State Department are not able to participate in the ice bucket challenge. Quote, we understand the devastating effect that this disease can have on families and communities. We compliment the ALS Association on its work to eliminate any of the problems that are connected to Lou Gehrig's disease. But we are barring our diplomats from participating in the challenge, saying that there are policies in place that prevent high-ranking officials from contributing to or fundraising for private causes. I just thought that they didn't want them to be embarrassed looking silly with a bucket of water being dumped on their head.
No.
Like George Bush with his wife.
Oh, that was fun.
Playing. That was good. Our ISIS challenge this week was good. How many of you have been involved in this? And how much have you pledged? Kenny, the day that I did the milk ice bucket challenge, they raised more money for ALS than they had at any time in the history of this organization. How'd they do yesterday? Any numbers floating around or for the week total?
I haven't seen any numbers. I saw one fly by, and I'm trying to track the source for it down, but they're saying that through this campaign now, they've raised over $40 million.
Mm-hmm. I saw the same number,
yeah,
which is incredible for people. I mean, especially a few weeks ago that most people didn't even know what ALS was.
Right.
It's pretty impressive.
But it's one of those things. It becomes viral. Everybody gets involved in it. It's kind of fun. And so, good. Congratulations to the folks. They do a good job there. I'm happy to support an organization like that. Whereas, as I've said many times, organizations like the Red Cross are just over. They're just bloated. Too many staff. You're not getting what you're paying for or giving to, in a manner of speaking. Interesting item of interest. Should I say that? How does that sound when I say interesting item of interest?
Sounds repetitive, but
interesting item of interest. All right, you want me to go? Major League Baseball's all-time hitting champion, Pete Rose,
mm-hmm,
said he wants incoming Commissioner Rob Manfred to give him a second chance.
He could get it, too.
Yeah. He's been banned for life from baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was banned for betting. I remember, like it was yesterday, I was in the studio at WCKY in Cincinnati, where I was doing afternoons at the time. It was August 24th, 1989, in fact. So that in itself, he did, when he was banned, He was hired by the radio station to do an evening sports talk show. Man, you think people were crazy about that? They loved listening. They loved this guy even today. He's big. He could be mayor of Cincinnati.
Oh, for sure.
So I was on from 2 to 6. He was on from 6 to 8. He used to come down to the studio, put his feet up on the console, and ask me about life. He was a character. He is a character, actually. So anyway, back to the issue here. Rose was interviewed on ESPN. He said he wants another chance. He wants to make it right. So is this a good idea? How many people would support Pete Rose becoming, he could be a coach, right, somewhere? Play, he wasn't going to play again, but he could be a participant.
Well, I don't think he's even eligible for the Hall of Fame, which he should clearly be in. But people,
why? Yeah. That's the writer's
business. That's the question.
Why would he not be in the Hall of Fame? Has nothing to do with...
I think because he was banned, isn't it?
But isn't the writer... Yeah. But aren't the writers the ones who vote on who goes into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, but it's still tied to Major League Baseball.
Oh, it is. So, okay. Yeah. So he wants that.
Yeah, I think that's what he's going after. And you know what? He should get it.
I think he ought to be there. Yeah, most people agree. Do you agree? Kenny probably posed that question. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The story at DougStefan.com about Pete Rose and whether we ought to get a second chance. What do you think? Yes or no? Thumbs up, thumbs down, as it were. Kenny, what else do we have that's important that's floating around Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, and not Google Plus?
Well, we've been not to bring it down, but we've been talking a lot about ISIS this morning.
Yeah.
And I've been looking mostly on Twitter because it's easy to search for topics there for comments by people who claim that they're Muslim.
Yes, that's a good question.
Who are speaking out about what ISIS is doing?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to apologize once at the beginning for what I'm going to do to all of these names, because I'm going to mess them up. This one, it looks like almost Montgomery, but I know that's not right because there are lots of extra letters in there. But anyway, we can't let ISIS get away with calling themselves the Islamic State. If anything, they're as un-Islamic as you can get.
Huh. I would like more info on that, or more of that.
Muslim people, most Muslim people, are spiritual, calm, peaceful people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I asked the question, by the way, to sort of add to this. I asked the question as to why you would join this religion. If you were thinking about joining this religion, I guess I could ask, why would anybody join any religion? But that's just my own sort of antagonistic approach to organized commercial industrial religion. But especially given what the public thinks, whether it's reality, that isn't the question. Question is, why would you, if you're looking around for a religion and you pick up on this religion, why? And anybody answer that question, Kenny?
I haven't seen anything about that yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What else do you have there?
Melm Sarah says, saying ISIS represents Islam is like saying the KKK represent Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of people who were big-time Christians with a small c that were members of the KKK. A lot of bigoted Christians, like there are a lot of bigoted Jews, and there are a lot of bigoted Muslims. There's a lot of bigots. Doesn't find its face in religion. What else?
Gafar says, ISIS are not at war with the West. They are at war with everyone, and they only know war and destruction, not peace.
Yep. All right. So those were good comments to frame the conversation. If you have some, help yourself to any one of the ways you can be in contact with us here. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The police investigating the unfurling of a giant Palestinian flag. I think a 59th Street bridge. Was that where this flag? I think they've taken it down now, but it was put up there, a day or two ago? I think you see this is a big, huge flag, which was embroidered with the phrase, Gaza in our hearts, and the words boycott, divest, and sanction was held near the bridge's Manhattan side. That's all about, obviously, what's going on in the Middle East. There were marches, no arrests. Apparently, the demonstrators put up the flag, wanted people to know that this is that they find this whole business unfathomable. And this is before the Israeli attack, and three or four members of Hamas were killed. But didn't I see that they took the flag down? I think they somebody figured out how to get the flag down. So. Anyway, but it was a conversational point, especially in New York, but a lot of people were talking about that this week. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 18 past the hour.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
It's Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like an Ibanez nylon string classical guitar or a steel string acoustic guitar, only $99 each. Music stands for $10. Or half price on an M-Audio MIDI controller, just $149. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Facile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
People in the news on the Good Day program, Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey, new spokesperson for Lincoln, Ford's luxury brand. Lincoln says McConaughey will appear in a series of TV ads talking about the new small SUV from Lincoln. He has a multi-year contract to do that, mostly because of his, he apparently owns Lincolns, a number of them, and he was the star of the Lincoln Lawyer movie. Remember that from 2000?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was in a 1988 Lincoln Town Car in that movie. Also, he was spotted at a Red Sox game last weekend wearing a fanny pack, saying that he needed to own it, that he liked wearing the fanny pack. It was responsible.
He was embracing it.
Slightly off-center above his crotch, he says. There you go, Matthew.
And it looks good on him, I'm sure.
We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Wide Awake Friday, that's what this is. Hello, Doug and Jennifer and Kenny with our One Hit Wonder contest. Playing a song now by an artist who only had one hit in this country. You tell us the name of the artist at 888-302-3684. You get a nice CD with a whole bunch of one-hit wonders on it. The song is called Do I Make You Proud? Crank it up, Michael, will you please?
The question is to grow that you still have faith. Is all I need to know.
Does that song ring a bell with you, Jennifer?
Not a bit.
Kenny, you know this song?
I vaguely remember it. Yeah.
From 2006, this song was the fastest rising song on the charts for 10 years. After 1 week, it became number one. Do I Make You Proud? Call us now, 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist, and you will win the CD with all the one-hit wonder hits on it. This fellow was born in Birmingham, Alabama. His hair started turning gray when he was 8. At 16, he bought a harmonica for a couple of bucks, taught himself how to play that. Played varsity baseball, soccer, and basketball in high school, and then pursued a major in business and journalism at Auburn University. He began performing professionally as a teenager all over the Southeast, winner of American Idol's 5th season, and was signed to a recording contract with Arista Records. He's the first Idol winner to secure a long-term residency in Las Vegas, began performing at Bally's in 2012, and now is performing at the Paris Hotel. So what's this fellow's name? His first name is the same as a major female singing star.
Definitely.
If that helps you. Did that help you? Jennifer now knows who I'm talking
about. I know who this is. I just don't remember this song.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, let's see if the audience can figure it out. 888-302-3684. I think I've given you enough hints. Give you any more hints and it'll give it away. You don't want to do that. Is that the whole song, Michael? That's it? Sounds like that's it. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 888-302-3684. Song is called Do I Make You Proud? And now our job is to figure out who the artist is, as a matter of fact. Billy Crystal in the news. He's going to deliver the tribute to Robin Williams at the Emmy Awards. When is that? Next week?
Monday.
It's Monday.
Yeah. Monday, yes.
Crystal's going to honor Williams during the memorial segment. I'll tell you, it's one of the things, isn't it a little early for these award shows? I thought they had the award shows.
It's always around Labor Day, because then the new season of TV starts.
Ah, okay.
Kicks it off.
Anyway, they were friends, apparently, and that's why he's going to host that. I thought that was, I don't know, you may have mentioned that in Television Report.
I did,
television,
that's okay. We can mention it again.
Yeah. Well, today's Television Report coming up in the next half hour, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jennifer Aniston, Halle Berry. In the news, Reese Witherspoon, Kiefer Sutherland, want to connect with you about cancer. With all the attention given to ALS this week, these stars are appearing on Stand Up to Cancer, which is a telethon set to air the 5th of September on 31 cable. Haven't they done this 2 or 3 years?
Uh-huh. Every channel puts them on, yeah. They raise a lot of money.
Yeah. Right, that's what I thought. All right, so something to look forward to in that department. All right, let's get to the answer here for our one-hit wonder contest. Did I hit the button the wrong way? Kenny, I think I did. James, in State Line, Pennsylvania, who do you think that is?
Michael Ortega.
Michael Ortega. Where'd you come up with that? Why did you think it was Michael Ortega? He wasn't the winner on American Idol.
I've seen him before somewhere.
Yeah, no, he never won on American Idol, I don't think. Did he, Jennifer?
No, no.
So we had somebody that was the winner. And I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. The winner, the whoever was on the line, and Taylor Hicks called back, will give you the prize. I didn't see who it was.
But great way to dump him, Dougie.
I know. I'm sorry. Taylor Hicks is the winning name here for Do I Make You Proud?
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, recently on the show, I received several calls from people saying, Warren, I love my dog, I love my cat. When they were younger, they used to listen to me all the time. When I said come, boy, were they there. Even now when I say the word cookie, they don't respond. What could be going on? Well, your dog or cat could be losing their ability to hear. Here are things to look for. If you notice your pet is lacking a response to outside stimuli, if they lack a response to people or other pets, if they're not responding to you, if they're excessive barking, scratching their ears, or look frightened when you walk into a room. It's very common for dogs and cats to lose their hearing, but there are things you can do to make their life a lot more comfortable. For example, over my time, I've lived with many dogs and cats that were hearing impaired, and what I would do is when I would walk into a room, the first thing I would do is stamp my foot loudly on the floor so the vibrations would let them know I'm coming. If it's dark, I would turn on the light. There's nothing wrong with living with a dog or cat that doesn't hear, as long as you take it into consideration. Call Maura next time.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet, so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the...
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Feel like talking to a doctor, or maybe a researcher. How would that be? Want to talk to a researcher?
Sure. What are we researching?
There is actually a couple of NASA stories that I want to research in a moment. First, though, back to the challenge and all of the attention that this ALS challenge is getting. Most of it, if not all of it, has been good. I haven't seen anything negative, and it's unusual for something like this. I think we said it earlier in the week, didn't we, Kenny? How unusual it is for something like this to gain pretty much 100% support. No matter where you go, no matter what you're doing, this thing has become, especially this week, one of the things to either be involved in or to talk about, and it's all positive. It's all good. And isn't that a wonderful thing when you get right down to it, that something like this, raising as much money as it has, $40 million or so, comes out of a sort of light and cheery conversation. Well, let's try this and see what happens. So, but at this point, even though I don't know that this would be considered negative, it is an example of what can happen just because people get so involved in something like this. A college campus in Kentucky yesterday, as kids come back to school, the community having a big sort of demonstration in support, a lot of college students at the campus here in front of the campus of Campbellville University. So what they did was ask the firefighters volunteer fire department to come in on the truck and spray instead of doing it one at a time. The kids say, okay, let's just all line up and we'll all take the challenge and we'll all kick in $10 and you just spray us. So the fire department was happy to do that, and the two men who were on the fire truck who were spraying got too close to an electric utility pole. And you know what happens when water and electricity mix?
Oh,
not a pretty picture. So the two men were, as I said, volunteers. They aren't dead, but they aren't in great shape. As a matter of fact, the power of this, the water basically short-circuiting the electric system, big boom. Have you ever been next to or near a pole where there's a transformer and have it hit by lightning or something? I have.
No, I've never seen it blow.
It's sort of like watching a big box of firecrackers explode. It really is an explosion, kaboom kind of explosion. And that's what happened. The water got onto this transformer. For some reason or another, they didn't know where they were. They weren't paying attention. They were just involved in the moment. And so they sprayed, and the spray went to the transformer. Water comes back to them. They're blown off of the truck with the energy of the electronic blast. And now they're in the hospital. And instead of it being an ALS thing, it turned into a community prayer fest for these two. And you've got to hope that they would be better because they were just doing something that was good. And what's the old horrible expression that I really reject? No good turn goes, what's no good deed goes unpunished.
Goes unpunished.
Yeah, right. And so in this circumstance, you look at what happened to these guys and you think, why would something like that happen? Mm-hmm. You become very philosophical about it. The captain was Steve Mars, 37 years old, and 28-year-old Alex Johnson. Anyway, the point is that this is... I debated whether or not I would... And I didn't ask anybody. I didn't ask Jennifer. I didn't ask Kenny whether he thought I ought to tell the story. Because if you'll pardon the pun, I didn't want to throw cold water on the enthusiasm that has surrounded this ALS challenge. But yet it's a story that people will be talking about. And so there it is. You do with that information what you will. Meanwhile, NASA in the news today. I am a big supporter of NASA, as you know, and they are still active, even though the last couple of administrations have eviscerated their budget. They still have the means to do scientific research. And so for the last couple of decades, they have been out in the... one of the things they do is have satellites that go up and sort of figure out what's in the atmosphere. And so for the last couple of decades, they have been trying to figure out if, in fact, the flow... I love this. Can I pronounce this correctly? Let's see. Chlorofluorocarbons.
Ooh, that's a great word.
Yeah. Chlorofluorocarbons. That were in aerosol sprays and refrigerants. Remember the big deal? If you have an air conditioner in your car, it used to cost you $10 to get a recharge. Now it costs you $40. Because the EPA required in a rulemaking that we no longer use the old refrigerant, whatever it was, because it had chlorofluorocarbons in it. And as opportunity presented itself for people, okay, well, we're not going to use this anymore. We'll use something else. We'll charge people four times as much for it. That's the kind of stuff that happens. Anyway, there's a new study from NASA that shows a troubling amount of this... CC14, I think is what it's called. It's carbon tetrachloride that's in chlorofluorocarbons. Good God, this sounds like a sign. Where's Doctor? What's his face? Doctor, who is the good the scientist on TV? Wasn't Doctor Who? Who is the? Remember? Wasn't there a scientist that was great on PBS?
Hmm.
I forget what his name is. Anyway, I remember that. Maybe I'm showing my age. So there's a study that says, quote, it's now apparent there are either unidentified industrial leakages, large emissions from contaminated sites on the planet of this, the source of this particular chlorofluorocarbon, say it again, Doug, chlorofluorocarbon. Apparently, and I don't get that this is something they're sure of, but they see the chief scientist involved in this is a fellow named Dr. Quing Lang.
Oh, Quing Lang.
Quing Lang. And he seems to think that a lot of this stuff is coming from China. And instead of it declining, it's increasing, even though we stopped using it and much of the West has stopped using these things. It's very dangerous stuff, so they say, and it could kill, it eats up oxygen, amongst other things. Now, see, I'm no scientist, and you can tell that I'm no scientist by me. I mean, I understand what they're talking about here, and I think I got it at the gut level here, because I remember the first time I got my air conditioning charged, and at $40, I said to the guy, what's this about? Well, because we can't use the old stuff anymore because it's bad for the atmosphere. And so nobody ever, all you do is you hear people talking about these sorts of things, but is there ever any proof cited? There is this study which says this is a threat to the ozone layer. It'll create, remember, how long has it been since we talked about the hole in the ozone layer? It's been years, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you heard anybody talk
now
about
it's global
the hole
warming.
In the ozone? Yeah, right. Global warming is the big thing, and it's not the hole in the ozone layer. But now the NASA people are getting back around to talking about the hole in the ozone layer that was created by the chlorofluorocarbons, and mostly the hole is over Antarctica, where aren't a lot of people. But if there's a hole, that means that there's a... sort of when you think about your scalp for a second, and what's underneath your scalp is a sort of protective covering for the bone that covers your brain. Did you know that? There's a thin sort of membrane under your skin, under your scalp.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of what the what we have in the atmosphere. There's a thin layer of protective sort of, for lack of a better thing, it's a protective mask. It keeps the atmosphere. Otherwise, what's in the atmosphere just go poof out into space. So somehow in the genius of whoever figured out creation, this little membrane is around the planet to keep in the things that are good. And you can penetrate it. You can go through it and it seals itself up again. That's how the rocket ships go out into space, you know, that kind of stuff. But the ozone layer hole over Antarctica isn't sealing itself because it's too big. And the theory is that this problem is being created by the chlorofluorocarbons that are coming from... But you'd think if there was a hole over Antarctica, that's where the problem would be, right?
You would think.
Why wouldn't... If, in fact, there's a problem... If China's still emitting all this stuff, why isn't there a hole in the atmosphere over China? Am I asking a question that's silly, or is that a good question?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer. We should find an expert to help.
Now, does that mean I'm a bad host because I ask a question I don't know the answer to it?
Never.
No, I'm serious. I think sometimes people think I'm supposed to have the answers to everything. I ask a question. I'm looking for the answers as much as you are. I don't know the answer. Kenny, you piped up there. Do you know the answer?
No, I was just going to say it would make you a bad lawyer, but not a bad host.
Really? Okay, I'll have to remember that. I don't want to be... I've never aspired. That's one thing that I never, ever aspired to, was being a lawyer. I've aspired to a lot of other things, and I'd probably be a decent one. My grandmother wanted me to be a preacher. I like being a teacher.
Well, you're kind of a preacher-teacher.
You think I am here?
Yeah.
A preacher-teacher.
Well, I mean, I think those are two skills that you put to use here.
Yeah. Sure. Is that part of what somebody who does this, is that something that you need to be able to...
preach
to do
and
teach.
Or not. Preach it, brother.
Yeah. All right. So let's see here. I found there was one other thing that pertained to NASA, and it has to do with some lights near the... This is way out. This black hole. You know, not only are they examining what's going on around our planet, but they're also sending out these rockets all the time to figure out what's going on. And so there was a picture this week at DougStephan.com about these mysterious lights that were observed by one of the... We sent out, and it's called New Star,
mm-hmm.
one of the probes, looking into this mysterious X-ray source called a corona, moving closer to a supermassive black hole. The gravity of a black hole pulls things in. You know, it's a vacuum.
Right.
They call it gravity, but it's just a vacuum, right? when you have a vacuum, it's going to suck everything in. And that's what black holes are. And looking at this, the space is full of these black holes. And, of course, everybody wants to know what's on the inside of the black hole. You want to know what's there? I don't want to know what's inside a black hole. I don't even want to think about what
happens. Not if I have to explore it. Are you kidding?
When you go down into one of those holes, I think you're done. Anyway, this is called a corona. And it collapsed into the black hole. And the pictures are amazing, Kenny. And again, it's a reference to the gravity in the black hole pulling the light down in it. But it looks like something to be created by the people that do the computer generated things in movies, that sort of thing, like Gravity the movie. That's what this looks like. But yet it's real, and there's a picture of it from a NASA spacecraft. Very cool. Check it out at DougStephan.com. Speaking of checking things out, Jennifer checks out the television news in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
When I hear about government spying, lying, secrecy, and overreach, I want a change in leadership. In almost every election, I hear people saying we ought to throw the bums out and replace the old politicians with new politicians. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we see that the problem isn't so much who is in power, but whether government ought to have such power in the first place. Today's government far exceeds the responsibility given to it by the Constitution. Politicians and bureaucrats think they are beyond accountability. That is a threat to freedom no matter who is in power. The real solution is to return government to its constitutional limits without power over every detail of our lives. Only we the people can do this.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hi, Jen. Let's get to the latest news. More people from movies getting into TV, and
yes,
not just on the acting side, right?
Steven Spielberg, one of those people. He's got Under the Dome, and crime procedurals are all the rage on TV.
Yep.
But will viewers tune in for
more
futuristic
murders, more
crime
of
procedurals? Steven Spielberg says yes, oh yes. He's developing a TV series adaptation of his 2002 film Minority Report. It's based on the short story of the same name by Philip K. Dick. Minority Report took place in 2054 and focused on a program called Pre-Crime. So that will come to TV. The film starred Tom Cruise and Colin Farrell. No big actors yet attached to the TV project, but I'm sure we'll hear soon enough. Now, fun. Hawaii Five-0 does a great job of bringing back some old TV stars. Larry Minetti, Carol Burnett. Well, now Frankie Valli is going to be on Hawaii Five-0. Carol Burnett's coming back to the show as Deb, the aunt of McGarrett, and she's going to be bringing a fiancé with her, whom she met in chemotherapy. That's Frankie Valli, which I think is very fun. That episode was scheduled to air on November 21st. That's very cool.
So they must be shooting it now. That's why they're talking about it.
Yes, the new season. Right. I'm sure they already have some of it in the can because the new season starts September 26th. Now, Dougie, do you like sex? There's
like
a new reality show that's about to go all the way on TV.
Really?
WeTV, that network it's kind of targeted for women, announced yesterday that they're green lighting a show called Sex Box.
So women want to know whether I like sex. Is that
no, not women. I just, you know what? Don't even answer the question. It's okay. Just,
I didn't answer the question. You know,
Cable Channel
didn't answer the question.
Plans to premiere this program in 2015. They're describing it as an extreme therapy reality concept that lets couples discuss their relationship issues with a panel of experts. Then they get to go to a camera-free, soundproof box on the show set to put the advice to work, shall we say.
Isn't that
very bizarre? Yeah. There's going to be a studio audience. I mean, it's very odd.
A studio audience to watch this?
Yeah, I mean, they'll be at the private box, but they'll watch the, they'll watch them come out.
Perfect.
I don't know about that.
Pardon the,
okay.
As Kenny said, let's keep moving. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Problems of airline travel and travel in general, a focus. How do we fix those problems? How do you fly somewhere and not pay an arm and a leg? Fall fares are falling like leaves. And how is United making the skies friendlier? All this and probably some more as we pull info out of Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Tom, brought to you in part by the folks at Super 8. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super, super, super work at super8.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I like that. I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer, Boston beer, Boston beer.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Cecile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
All right, let's start with the fall fears that are falling like leaves, so you write in your blog, Mr. Parsons.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what we're doing. I mean, what is it, less than, well, the whole USA has gone back to school in less than, what, 2 weeks?
Well, most of them, a lot of people are back in school now. Colleges opened. Yeah. A lot of people traveling around to schools and have been for the last week or so.
Yeah, I know. It's like Atlanta started August 4th. Some of the schools in St. Louis supposed to start around August 16th. Dallas starts next week. And then the Northeast Corridor is pretty primary. They're still in the overall start after Labor Day. But then once September 1st comes, the family travel period's over. And they can't demand, I mean, you remember the $500 airfare coast to coast.
Yep.
And nowadays you can get them really close to $300.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's about a $200 drop. Florida is definitely coming down. Europe is coming down before $500. And the other good news is, and there's something we're putting out even 7 days a week now, and we can probably only do it on Twitter and Facebook, is that the airlines, especially American and Delta and United, are fighting with each other in their hub cities. And we saw airfares this week, like where you're neck of the woods, Boston to Quito, Ecuador, which is normally about a $1,000 airfare, as low as $397. Okay, and
I don't think they want to go to Quito, Ecuador. What I would like to do is be able to go across the country, or maybe to some normal destination, and not have to pay an arm and a leg. These guys made, not that we, I mean, the idea is for them to make money so that they survive, and they made $3 billion in profits over the first half of the year.
No, that was in one quarter.
I thought that was over the first half of the year. Okay.
No,
well, it's up. It's twice what it was last year.
Yeah.
And so United says, I love one story, referred to them as a struggling carrier. I don't get where that comes from. They're struggling because their service sucks, but they've still made plenty of money. They got too big. They couldn't handle it. It's the same as Delta really has gotten too big. It would be interesting to see how American fares. Anyway, they want to make first class better, which would be a good thing because they're of the three legacy airlines, in my opinion, United's first class is the worst by far. So what are they doing?
Well, they say they're going to give you much better wine, much better food. Well, that's fine. But you also got to remember what you're paying. I mean, you know, in your case, you've been flying for so many years. You can do it with frequent flyer miles. You can do it with status. You can do it with this.
Yeah.
But a first-class airfare from Dallas on American right now with no advance purchase is $2,000 from Dallas to New York.
Right.
And you have the cheapest excursion fares, $265 on American. So for the way I look at it, for $1,800 extra for those people paying that, yeah, I think we should have filet mignon. I think we should have all kinds of those.
You should have a bed you can take a nap on between Dallas and New York. All right, check out all the news and information and special bargains at
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.